This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I'm very happy that Denton is with us because Brendan is a huge fan of the show too. And I would hate to be sitting here talking about this by myself. But I mentioned, I think right before... it was probably early last week. I mentioned to Brendan that I had finally listened to my wife and I had gone headfirst into Stranger Things. Stranger Things, for those that don't know, is the most watched show in the history of Netflix. It surpassed The Office, I think, a couple of years ago. The Office, the American version, which is my favorite all-time sitcom, was the most watched show in the history of streaming networks on Netflix. And it switched over about 2 years ago now, or coming up on 2 years, to NBC's Peacock channel, which is, you know, I don't know how it's done for Peacock. That was the big get for them. But Stranger Things has become the most watched show in the history of Netflix, and I've heard about it over the last couple of years. It's not like I was completely oblivious to it. My wife had watched it. My wife had asked me several times, I think you'll like this, and I would, you know, jump into one of her episodes, you know, as she was already season two or season three, and I saw monsters, and I saw, you know, things from parallel universes. And I was like, nah, not for me. I'm not a sci-fi guy. I'm not a horror movie person. I'm very much mystery, drama, thriller, etc. But I'm not a sci-fi guy. I'm not a fantasy guy. I'm not a horror guy. Now, I've told many of you over the years that Game of Thrones is probably my all-time favorite show, but I don't consider Game of Thrones to be a sci-fi or a fantasy show. It's definitely not a sci-fi show. You can call it fantasy, but for those that have never, you know, jumped in to Game of Thrones, I've recommended over the years, if you're like me and you don't think that you would like a show with dragons, fire-breathing dragons in it, you're wrong on that particular show because it's heavy on character and very light on fantasy. And my wife consistently said to me, you're going to like Stranger Things because it's very heavy on character and much lighter on the sci-fi and the fantasy part, which she actually, I think, got it wrong. It is pretty heavy on the science fiction, but it's very, very heavy on the characters. Well, over the last 2 weeks, Denton, I have binged it to the point... Well, let me just go back for those that missed it, because I told Brendan this, I think, early last week. I watched... She made me just sit down and watch the first episode. She said, just watch the first episode, and if you don't like it, fine. So I watched the first episode, and like 8 hours later, I was done with season one.
It has that effect on you, doesn't it? Like, you try and sit down and be patient with it, and like, I'll watch one episode here, and then you just get hooked, and the next thing you know it, you're done with a season in a day.
It happened. I watched the first season. It was a week ago Saturday. A week ago Saturday. We turned it on. Like, I started to watch it at 6 o'clock, and literally at 2 a.m. I'd finished season one.
You're living the life of a millennial. We love our binge watching.
And I was hooked. Well, and for me, that's dangerous because I get up very, very early in the morning. And so I don't go to bed as late as most of you do. I usually am asleep by 11 o'clock at the latest. So that was a bit of a crazy thing. I've done this before with shows. I did this with Breaking Bad many years ago. I mean, I got through, I was not a Breaking Bad when it was on TV guy. I binged it after the fact. And I've done that before with shows. Game of Thrones was painful because I was episode to episode after season two, you know, right after season two. So you're waiting year for year. And I know for Stranger Things fans, you've had to wait several years for the fourth season to come out. But anyway, recommendation for any of you that like any kind of television, and I don't care how much you think you'll hate something, this show is great. It's not good. It is great. It involves, yes, monsters, parallel universes, a place called the Upside Down. There is a lot of science fiction involved, and a lot of science fiction for many of you that will sail way over your head, but it doesn't matter because the characters, many of whom are children, are incredible. Winona Ryder and David Harbour are the adults in this particular series. I'm not a huge Winona Ryder fan. David Harbour, who plays Hopper, who is the police chief of this town, Hawkins, Indiana, where all of this stuff happens, is everybody. I think he's everybody's favorite character. Everybody that I've talked to that loves the show loves Hopper more than anybody else. He's an outstanding character, but there are so many more. And there are familiar faces beyond Winona Ryder and David Harbour, if you're familiar with them. You eventually get Sean Astin, Rudy, who becomes a big part of season two. Paul Reiser's a big part of this show. Matthew Modine is a big part of the show, getting into some of the adults and some of the older people. But this show is a show that definitely hooks you, and you can't wait to get to it. Here's where I am after a week and a half of watching for the first time. I am three episodes into season four, Denton. Three episodes into season four.
You really have been cruising.
Cruising.
I won't spoil anything, obviously, because I'm not a terrible person, but buckle up, literally, because the final few episodes of this particular season are very long.
Well, the first three episodes of season four are pretty long.
The final one is 2.5 hours.
Oh, my God.
It's like a
really
movie. Yeah.
The final episode is 2.5 hours?
But it feels...
So it's a movie.
It really is, but it doesn't stop. Like, I don't feel like there's a ton of, like, lulls in it. It's just nonstop back-and-forth action where it kind of flies by.
What's really... what really struck me with starting season four, which I did yesterday, is that the kids have gotten so much older. You know, there was clearly, I think Brendan told me there was like 3 years or 2.5 or 3 years between season three and season four. It may have been longer. I don't know. Maybe you know what it is. Actually, I'm looking at this right now. The series was released July 15th, 2016. Its second, third, and fourth seasons followed October 17, July 19. And then, yeah, so it was 3 years essentially between season three and season four. That would have been painful to wait. By the way, the series has been renewed. There will be a fifth and final season, according to reports. So I wanted to mention that I recommend it highly. And I don't think I've steered most of you wrong on TV or movie recommendations over the years. Not everybody, these are subjective things, clearly. I don't know anybody that's watched this show that hasn't loved it. I don't know anybody at any age, any demographic. Everybody seems to love this show. I will say this, Denton. I loved season three, but not as much as seasons one and two, but the season three finale is one of the best finales of a season for a show I've ever watched. No exaggeration. The scenes, first of all, the scene between Dustin and his girlfriend Susie, who lives in Salt Lake City, and this isn't a spoiler alert, but where he has to sing to get the code, where they sing together, is one of the most hysterical 2.5 minute scenes, and it just comes out of nowhere. I thought it was brilliantly inserted into that episode. And then the scene where Eleven reads Hopper's letter, you know, the heart-to-heart conversation that he was going to have with Eleven and Mike about, you know, being together in their house at the very end of that episode is incredibly moving. She's a great character. Great character. She plays that role perfectly. But I can't tell you the last time I've been this deep into a show. It's been a while since I've binged something like this. And for all of you that will, you know, tweet me this morning and say, are you serious, Sheehan? We've been trying to get you to watch The Wire for a decade now, and you're watching Stranger Things. I know The Wire is my biggest resume hole, and I will get to it eventually, I promise. Somehow, some way, I will get to The Wire. It's going to be tough for that to happen now that football season is right around the corner. But Stranger Things is totally, totally worth it. Love the show, and can't wait to finish off. Now I'm a little bit, Jesus, 2.5 hours?
It's long.
This season 4 finale? Wow.
Get yourself a meal and a drink and lock in.
Well, it looks like season 4 is 8 episodes or 9, something like that. And so I'm 3 episodes in. I will just tell you, I'm at the episode where Max is in trouble at the end of the 3rd episode. That's where it left off. And that's where I had to turn it off and stop watching because it was like, well, I've got to get up tomorrow. So there we are.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.